Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is your Friday review show. Now, if you listen to this week's episode on Wednesday with Dr. Michael Hirsch, he is a gastroenterologist, father, husband, and physician coach. And if you didn't listen to that episode, go back and listen to it first before you listen to this one, because they kind of coincide together because this is a Friday review show. And what I want to do today is just talk briefly on my thought on coaching. Because it actually is a pretty hot topic if you look within physician groups. Now, before I get into it, remember, if you have not yet subscribed, subscribe, leave a review, share this episode with a friend if you think it'd be helpful, or somebody who's been asking about coaching and they just want more opinions on it, I'm going to give you my opinion on it. Now, I'm going to give a full caveat here. I am not a certified life coach. I haven't gone through it. I've actually thought about it because I love the concepts of it. I mean, it's the whole reason I got into what I do with this whole podcast, previously the blog, because it's a lot of mindset work. And I sat in on some coaching sessions that were like group coaching, and I just kind of watched and I kind of absorbed, and because that's what I tend to do. I like to sit and absorb things. And so I'm, again, not a coach, nor have I been individually coached for an extended period of time or anything like that. So I'm giving you my thoughts on it without having that full experience. Now, that is a caveat, right? Because when you ask somebody, hey, how is this thing, be it, say, a restaurant, you're not going to ask somebody who's never been there, right? You're not going to say, hey, how's that new Italian restaurant down the street? And they'd be like, oh, I heard it's great. You should go check it out. Well, they haven't actually been there, so their opinion's kind of probably a mute point. Well, I've done a little bit of coaching, so I'm just going to leave that caveat there. I have not gone through a whole coaching series, session, workshop, or whatever you want to call it. So a lot of times it's better to find somebody who's actually gone through it, because they're going to be able to tell you for sure what they think about it. Now, from what I understand with coaching, and from the coaches I've met, the coaches I've talked to, the coaches I've listened to, and the people who I've talked to who've gone through coaching, they all love it. They all get so much benefit from it. And if you listen to Dr. Hirsch talking this Wednesday in the episode, you can hear that with him. You know, initially, he was very skeptical of it. Initially, he was like, I'm not going to get anything out of this. This is ridiculous. Fine, I'll go listen to this, you know, one-time thing. But just from that moment, that's where he learned, wow, this is really something that can benefit me. And he's grown a ton from it. I mean, you can hear in the way he talks about it and the way he is excited about it. And I think you can pick that up from anybody who's done something. You know, if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, we're thinking about taking my family to Disney World for the first time. What do you think about it? Well, if you know me, I like Disney World, and I don't just like it. I love it. That's what our five-year-old says now. Whenever we ask him if he likes something, he no longer says, I like it. He says, I didn't like it, Dad. I loved it. And so, but I do. I loved our vacation trips that we've taken to Disney, and I will talk about it, and I'll talk about it with excitement and joy and all those types of things. Now, are there frustrations at Disney? Absolutely. We can all talk about that at another time, but overall, it's a very exciting thing. And so when you talk to all these people who have either done coaching or gone through coaching, I've yet to talk to somebody who's done it that got no benefit from it, that hated it, that felt like it was a waste of time. I have not met one person who said that to me. Now, there's maybe some people out there, and that's fine, because just like everything in life, not everything is for everyone, right? You may be somebody who's got your stuff in check. You may be somebody who feels like you're pretty good with where you are in life. Cool. Maybe you don't need coaching. Maybe you're very content with where you're at, and that's very cool, and that's great. Now, some of us who think we are that way, maybe we actually are just hiding behind that thought, and we could get more about it. That's possible. That's a whole coaching topic. Not going to go down that topic. But there's others out there who are going through problems with work, with home life, with burnout, with all kinds of things, and maybe coaching's a good answer. Now, some people when you look online talking about physician coaches, they're going to say, oh, well, just go see a counselor, go see a therapist. And that's a lot of times the common misconception on life coaches is it's basically like a therapist. It's not. Completely different. So you don't, it's not focused on that. So you have to kind of get that thought out of your mindset, because that's not what life coaching is. It's not going to a counselor or a therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, anything like that. None of those things. They do things very differently in terms of how they help people. But the thing is, it's not their job to completely help somebody, right? It's their job to help that person help themselves. And that's just like athletes. And Dr. Hirsch mentions that. But you think about, you know, professional athletes, even the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, when they were top of their game, they had a coach, right? They had coaches helping them. They had coaches kind of fine-tuning things. Even though they were the best in the world at what they did, they still had a coach. And so that coach probably could not have beat them in a tennis match, right? That coach was not better than them at tennis, but the coach was still able to help them fine-tune things and make them even better than they were before. And that's really what the idea of coaching is. So if you ask me my thoughts on coaching, I'm 100% behind it, but I fully understand people have hesitations about it. And why is that? Well, ever since really COVID in the last couple of years, this whole concept of life coaching has really blown up. And I would not be surprised if you've been cold called, DM'd, sent a Facebook Messenger, Instagram message, whatever, from somebody saying, hey, I'm a life coach and I can help you. Number one, I don't like that tactic. I hate the cold calls and those types of things. It really rubs me the wrong way. And so I can see why it turns people off, because it seems very gimmicky, right? It seems like someone's just trying to sell you the next thing. And there's sadly, there's people out there that do that, or there are people that will use coaching to then sell another product. And so in my mind, those aren't people looking to help somebody. Those are people looking to just make a business and not actually embrace the concept of what coaching is, and that's helping people. And so there are those out there that give it a bad name, but that's just like everything. I mean, look at medicine. There are doctors out there that don't give us a very good name. And I hate to say that, but there are physicians out there in every field that give doctors a bad name. And you don't hear about it a lot, but when it does come up, it's headline news. And so when something like the topic of life coaching comes up, you're going to hear that topic. You're going to hear the headline news topics about it. You're not going to hear about all the benefits and the pros and things and the good things that came out of it from people. You're going to hear the negative. And so that's a common thing. So I understand people's hesitation. I understand people's like, what is this thing? I've never heard of it. And now I'm getting talked about. And now it's all over my Facebook feed. And it feels very gimmicky. And, you know, is it the next, I don't know, Roden Fields or something else, you know, some pyramid scheme? That's not the setup of what it is. Although that's not how it's intended to be. I'm sure some people will figure out a way to do that. And sadly, those are the people that are using a concept and using it in the wrong way. So are there going to be people out there who try to use coaching in the wrong way? Absolutely. And so you have to avoid those things. But in my mind, when you see a physician who's gone through certification for this, physicians in and of us ourselves, we are people who try to help people, right? And I feel like when you see a physician who's gone through it and then putting themselves out there to try to help others, I'm going to trust that physician more than I trust some other life coach out there. And so I think to me, that's the important thing too. When us as physicians are looking for something like that, you find somebody who's a physician because they know what you've been through. And so those are my thoughts on life coaching. Now, the last thing I'll just say, I know in some situations, life coaches have a sticker shock to it. There's a price to it. Again, I've never had a full coaching session, so I've never paid for a extended session with somebody. I've never gone into the topic of money with them. And to be honest, most coaches don't talk about money up front about it, because that's not the goal. The goal is to figure out, how can I help you? And then it's okay to help you. This is typically what I charge. Well, why do they charge that much? Well, number one, they're planning on doing lots of sessions with you. Maybe it's 6 weeks, maybe it's 10 weeks, maybe it's 6 months. I don't know. Depends on what they're doing. But that involves time. It involves investment. And I think we all know that if we don't pay for something, you typically don't stick with it. And if you don't invest money in something, you typically don't stick with it, right? You know, I woodwork on the side. It's just this little hobby I do. I'm not making a bunch of money selling woodworking projects. But if you listen to YouTube videos on woodworkers, and they always say, if you have somebody who wants you to make them a custom piece, make sure they pay half the money up front as a deposit. Why is that? Well, it may take you 3 or 4 months to make their piece, and by that time, they might have cold feet and back out last minute, and now you're stuck with this piece. So when somebody's invested in it, they're going to be committed to it, right? And that's the same thing with something like this, is that when you invest in it, you're not just investing in the time, but you're investing in the person, but you're investing in yourself. Now, a lot of people look at plumbers and electricians and say, oh my gosh, how can they charge this much money to do, you know, 2 hours of work or 3 hours of work? I don't get paid that much hourly. How are they getting paid that much hourly? Well, that's because that person's only working that time period, right? They're not working, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 7 days a week, whatever it is, and charging that hourly rate. They only charge it then, and then they have to find other jobs, and they have to go do this and do that. So when you look at a physician who maybe charges, I don't know, several thousand dollars, $5,000, $2,000, I don't know, for whatever session they're doing, it may seem like a lot of money. But what's happening is that person is investing their time with you for a certain amount of time, which means they can't keep working. And it's not like they're coaching a whole bunch of people every hour of the day at that rate. And so you have to look at it like that too. You have to understand that it's not just an hourly rate like some of us like to look at things. It is one, it's an expertise type of situation with paying, but it's also investing in that time. And so I like to look at the cost that way as well. We don't always look at it that way. We all get a lot of sticker shock about a lot of things. And so that's just my thoughts on it. Again, I haven't been fully coached. I have not paid for full coaching, but all of the people who I've talked to, even the people who have paid a lot of money for full coaching, say it was the best decision they've ever made in their life. And they're not trying to sell me on something. They don't tell me that and say, it was the best decision and I'm going to give you a discount to do it with me. They don't do that. So when I continuously hear this from physicians I trust, I can't help but say I'm all behind this type of coaching from the right coach. And I'm not the one to tell you who the right coach is. That's something you got to figure out. So those are my thoughts on physician coaching. Again, I know this is a hot topic. I know people talk about it, or you're seeing it a lot. And if you're in physician groups and you've never heard about it, you've probably seen other people talk about it in a negative way. And you're like, oh, that's stupid. Why would I ever do that? Well, those are people who probably never done it and they haven't experienced it either. So that's my assumption on it. But let me know if you have thoughts on it. I'd love to know if you have positive thoughts on coaching. Maybe you've been coached and you got a great experience out of it. I want to hear from you on that. Maybe you know somebody, or maybe you yourself did it and you just had a really bad experience. Well, I want to know that too. I want to know what everybody's thoughts are on this. So if you've had any of those experiences, or if you just got questions on it, send me an email. I'm at imperfect.md@gmail.com. I can respond to you there. I respond to all the emails I get. Or you can go to the website, www.imperfectdadmd.com, and leave me a message there as well. Otherwise, I hope you guys are staying safe, staying healthy out there. Remember to embrace the imperfections, and we'll see you next week.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.